Greg is the president and CEO of the American Highway Users Alliance, which is a nonprofit association dedicated to advancing congestion relief, but also to improving the safety of our highways, a critically important task. Greg previously served as professional staff to the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and prior to that, he was a project engineer at the Maryland State Highway Administration. He is also a fellow of the Eno Transportation Foundation. Greg.
I have a feeling everyone sat on one side who's speaking and I sat on the other because I have a little bit of a skepticism or skeptical history regarding privatization, but I think it's balanced. And what I'd like to talk about today is sort of the promises and the pitfalls that could come with privatization. First, I'll just explain where I'm coming from. I'm with the American Highway Users Alliance. I'm not an economist. I'm an engineer. But my group represents the interests of the motoring public to the best of our abilities. That's our charge from our board. Our members include AAA clubs and trucking associations and bus companies and a wide variety of business interests that would like to see roads congestion-free and safer. Let's talk a little bit about the problems that exist today, and Gabriel talked about them to some extent already. Obviously, congestion is a terrible problem. It's getting worse. The plans for dealing with congestion are modest, to say the least. We have a terrible amount of regulation and bureaucracy that prevent projects from getting started, sometimes up to 2 decades just to get through planning studies. As you all have heard, I'm sure, we have a problem of political pork and waste in the program. We have a lack of accountability where state governments basically regulate themselves to deal with the problems. And we have a revenue problem, at least at the federal level, where we have a per gallon tax on gasoline that doesn't adjust to inflation or new fuel efficiencies. So in real terms, the amount of revenue into the Highway Trust Fund keeps declining. Some solutions to all of these problems. One is prioritizing congestion relief. A lot of times the problem with congestion isn't that it can't be solved, it's just that there is very little in state and local plans to do so. There's already some innovation in this area where the state of Texas and the state of Georgia have promoted new congestion relief plans that actually prioritize congestion relief significantly over other factors, competing factors in the plans. One is another solution to bureaucracy and regulation is some of the streamlining provisions that were started in Safety Lou. Very modest streamlining provisions, but for both highways and transit and all Title 23 and Title 49 transportation programs, we'll see a little bit faster movement of projects through the environmental process. Another solution is that the media and the public have really woken up to the waste and pork that are in the program. And I think that there is going to be additional pressure over the coming years from the public and from the media to crack down on it. And fourth, new proposals, and this will really, I think, help deal with the pork and the waste, is the promotion by some of results-based incentives for congestion relief, safety improvements, and other efforts where the federal government or the state governments can basically be rewarded or incentivized for dealing with these problems. And another solution that that is possible is a user fee increase to deal with revenue shortages. Private investor contributions to the solution, one is certainly building new roads, and I think the private investors and public-private partnerships have proven to be capable of building new roads faster and expanding existing roads faster than the government has been. Either by building new toll roads or having a shadow toll program where it's a free road built by a private entity. And also by taking over failing roads where instead of the state being self-regulating and accountable only to the voters to deal with the problems, the state can be regulating the private entity to ensure that they follow through in their promises in dealing with congestion relief and maximizing throughput on the roads. And I'd like to talk a little bit about what I think are in some cases theoretical pitfalls, and these are things that in my mind, is a warning to the proponents of privatization. It doesn't have to be like this, but this is a potential that could harm the public support for these deals in the future. One is any perception among highway users or among the public that privatization deals are backroom deals or rushed without enough time for the public to digest it will hurt the deal and will hurt the political support for those who engage in these deals. Second is the diversion of revenue gained by cities or states for lease deals. In our view, if a city or a state gains revenue for the lease of a project, that money should be reinvested back into highways. And if the money is diverted to us, it will send, over time, it'll send a very negative message to the highway users that are expected to support these deals. And I think in case in point, the difference between the Chicago and the Indiana deal is instructive. The Chicago deal to lease the Skyway, the money is planned to be used or is being used for non-highway purposes. And no one really knew that this was going to happen. It was one of these deals that no one knew about until it was done. And at least that's my opinion here in town. People were quite surprised about it. The Indiana deal is considerably better, at least in that highways will be funded, but our worry is that more deals might look like Chicago than like Indiana, and that's something to watch out for. Private lessees and owners, this is perhaps maybe more of a conspiracy theory, but I think it's just something to watch out for, and that is some of the deals do require that the public entity not improve nearby facilities or to add capacity because it would be viewed as unfair competition to the private entity. And there is some fear that private owners of roads might seek to oppose other road improvements in the area in order to increase their market share. Fourth, with tight road supplies, and everyone knows that road supplies are tight, if the market forces are unregulated on price, which I think a lot of economists would like to see an unregulated market scheme, it could lead to the same problem that shippers are finding with the railroads, where they're over capacity and they're being subjected to what they call being a hostage shipper, where the market forces create prices that are much higher than reasonable. Severe congestion problems can only be resolved with new capacity or with reduced demand. But the macroeconomic growth favors more capacity, and a market-based system might favor reduced demand. And I think the public would balk at a privately run program to reduce demand by restricting people's movement. In other words, congestion pricing, privately controlled congestion pricing, where the price, where some corporation adjusts the price to a high level to reduce demand. I think the public would have serious problems with that, and it would hurt the future of these kinds of projects. So, is privatization a solution for national problems? In our opinion, a national network of roads is needed, and private investment can only deal with pieces. Which doesn't mean that private investment shouldn't be there to deal with pieces, but it's also important to note that private investment is not sufficient to deal with a national network of roads in areas where the market forces are not sufficient to encourage privatization. So it doesn't obviate the need for the federal program, and I think that's the big difference. I think private, between my view and some other views, I don't see privatization as a panacea for replacing the federal program. I see a strong federal program as necessary, and privatization and public-private partnerships as being an extra tool that is useful in certain areas. And then to conclude, again, as I said, private roads and public-private partnerships can be a tool for solutions, but they're not a panacea. We need a strong public roads program. Opponents of private investment should consider the advantages of privatization. Performance-based reviews of congestion and safety facilities, reduced bureaucracy and reduced process delays and project delays, and the value of the use of the released revenue from a lease deal or a sale for new capacity and new roads. But supporters of privatization should also be aware that there's many pitfalls that could harm public support and turn back the progress and growing experience and of folks to be willing to try privatization. And I would encourage those who support privatization to watch for these pitfalls and try to avoid them to the best that they can. That's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate Gabriel inviting me, and it's a pleasure to be here at the Independent Institute, and I look forward to taking any questions.